My name is Richard Smith, as she said. I'm from the University of Florida. I'm a student there at the Mid-Florida Research and Education Center in Apopka, Florida. And what I did my project on, or what we did our project on, was the effect of nutrient application on plant growth indices and biomass of fennel, Fanniculum vulgare, grouse with tiger variety, is produced in a protected agricultural system. Here's the introduction. Here, give you a little background about grouse with tiger. It's a common fennel. There are two types of fennel, really. There's the sweet and then the common. The common does not produce a bulb. The sweet does. And these are cultivated areas around the world, mostly used for their seeds and oils. You have your Pakistan, they produce a lot of it, and also in some northern areas in the United States. It does have some uses here. Culinary is used for flavoring and aromatic additions to food and alcoholic beverages. In fact, it's one of the herbs are used in beer production before discovery of hops. It does have some antimicrobial properties, so that's probably why it was pretty popular back then. Nutraceutical properties here is used as an antispasmodic, a laxative, and a lactation stimulant. You might be familiar with gripe water for colicky children who are crying because their stomach hurts. It's used to expel gases from those children, help them go through that period. The traditional cultivation is in a field, soil, that type of environment. We wanted to look at a soil that's production in a greenhouse, in a protected structure, and evaluate those effects. The objectives of the study was to compare the effect of a high, medium, and low nutrient applications. Again, measure the growth of plant growth indices and biomass produced by the crop. Within that protected agricultural environment, and also assist in the fertilizer rates of fennel for production in protected environments. And also this gives us an opportunity to observe production in warm season compared to other cool season environments there. So it's just an observation there. How we did this is our methods. We purchased these seeds. They have a 72% germination rate, which is low in itself, but we noticed that there was a lower production, lower germination for this particular variety than the 72%, so we kept having to overseed to make up for that. We germinated this in a solid substrate, again in the Mid-Florida Research and Education Center. 4 weeks after that germination, we took it and potted it up into 0.5 liter containers. Again, this is filled with the solid substrate. Farford mix 4. It's irrigated by hand. This is based on visual inspection. There was a slow release apply. This is a common nutrient application in the industry. So we applied the slow release at 2, 4, 6 grams per liter per plant. And the PGI, the plant growth indices, are measured by height, your width, your perpendicular width, which gives you a volume of the plant space. And this is recorded weekly for 8 weeks. 8 weeks after that transplant, we took the plant material, we destructively harvested it, separating the roots from the shoots. Those were dried out in a 65 degree Celsius environment. And the results of that work, we found that the greenhouse temperatures, we monitor this with a data logger. The greenhouse temperatures range from 21.6 to 31.8 degrees Celsius. Humidity was 84.4, and our PAR, photosynthetic active radiation, maximum reached at 309 micromoles per meter per second. Now, our results here, the PGI, there's not, if I can use the mouse, here it is, not much difference beginning from week 1 to 4. Even on up to 6, but beginning week 7, you start to see a growth in the low nutrient application. So from 7 to 8, there's a lot of a huge difference between the medium and the high rates of application after that. One point is that possibly if we were to extend the project over that 8 weeks, maybe we could have seen more growth from the low fertilizer applications. But for the scope of the project, we did it just for the 8 weeks as it was recommended by the manufacturer of the seeds. So again, from 7 to 8, there's a significant difference there in the low plant growth indices. Again, this is just a measurement of the length, of the height, the width, and the perpendicular width. They're not very beautiful plants. You can see the low is here, your medium and your high. And then again, this is after 8 weeks after the transplant. So your low application, again, has more growth, plant growth tendency, a higher plant growth tendency than your medium or high there. So there's your visual. Your plant biomass, again, this is where we dried the roots and the shoots. They were separated. We find at low, medium, high, there is no significant difference there, but there is a difference in the low. It does seem to have more biomass, but not significant difference. Your roots, again, same thing. There's no real significant difference in the application rates of the low, medium, high fertilizers. All right, so what this kind of gives us an idea about is that plants which receive the low fertilizer at 3.7-fold increase compared to the medium high rates, this could benefit growers as a low input crop. Possibly maybe we could do more research and bring those fertilizer application rates lower to see if the plant could respond in that way. Again, there was no significant difference in the shoot and root biomass for this plant amongst those fertilizer rate applications. And again, the plants that you saw did not reach the optimal marketable size, so they may not have been good to sell at that point within that 8 week period. So after that, if we maybe extended that time period, we would have had probably something that could be more visually appealing. So again, additional production time is warranted under similar production conditions. Okay. So for the future work of this project, again, we want to look at the influence of the nutrient replication rate on oil production and yield. Again, fennel is used for its seeds and oil content. So maybe, again, if we can grow it out beyond the 8 weeks, we can find out what those properties would be. We can quantify the influence of production on the environment on the plant growth indices and biomass of fennel, comparing it to a protected structure and infill field production. See if there's a difference there. Is it a benefit of actually growing in a greenhouse where we may be able to maintain a constant environment? And also, we can include examination of additional cultivars and additional soil and substrates. So we measured in one particular substrate, possibly measuring it in a different type of substrate may give us a different result. So I think it'd be interesting to see that. I know I'm kind of quick on the time here, but any questions or anything?
Nothing? Thank you very much.
All right. If you're interested in, say, again, like a low input crop, something that is not, because fertilizer itself is going to be expensive. If you're interested in that, it could be something to look at. Is not a lot of production of the crop in the States. Most of it is overseas, but there is potential for the crop, again, for its nutraceutical uses itself. What we're doing, and I'm trying just going over, then I'm saying more than I need to, but there is an interest in craft brewing where you can look at different plants to brew with. So you may have some interest there. Yes, sir. The longevity? I think it had the release. I remember looking at the release curve. It was at the I'll probably have to look at it again. I can definitely show you that later, but I know it was later in the release curve that it released most of its nutrients there. Yes.
You did emphasize that this was a sort of a trial in a very warm environment.
Right.
Is it normally, I don't know a lot about fennel growth, is it normally grown in much cooler
environments? It's normally grown in cooler environments.
What's the temperature differential? That's pretty hot.
Right. I think it's around 65. I remember seeing 65 degrees was the temperature of which Fahrenheit was what I saw it growing in France and some of the works I looked at there.
Right. And the oil is valuable, but it wasn't part of this trial to actually extract
right.
oil and compare.
Right. Eventually, we would be able to attain that, but as far as for this project, we didn't get to that point.
Did you have a problem with fungal contaminants?
No, we didn't, which was, I think, maybe because of the higher temperature, maybe. Not sure what fennel issues were, but yeah.